Welcome to Upper Cumberland Outdoors. I'm your host, Brad Halfacre. Today I've got Josh Logan with Buck Max Outdoors. Josh, tell us a little bit about yourself and about how long you've been hunting and tracking.
Well, my name is Josh Logan. I'm with Buck Max Outdoors. We are a company here in Middle Tennessee that manufactures deer hunting scents. Got a line of urine and cover scents. I've been hunting about 20 years and tracking deer for about 20 years.
Now, Josh, okay, take us from, you know, we're in the stand. We've shot our deer. It's pretty easy when we've known that we've killed the deer, we've saw the deer fall. But now let's take us from where we've not seen the deer fall. We've seen the deer, we've seen that tail, we've seen the tail wave up, we've seen the deer run off. We might have heard it stumble or we might have heard it fall, but we've not actually seen it. You know, it's a little bit different when we've, you know, when you see the deer fall, it's kind of pretty easy. You don't really need a lot of tracking skills. But when you've seen that tail and then you get that buck fever, that heart's a pumping 100 miles a minute, you know, take us through that moment. You know, we've shot the deer, we've seen the tail, but it's run off. That's a scary moment, but also an exciting moment. So
I always say if I lose that feeling, I'm going to quit hunting. So, you know, the biggest thing, if you shoot a deer and it falls right away, you still want to wait a little bit of time. Give it at least 10 minutes of that. If you're sure that deer's laying there lifeless that before you even approach it. And if you do approach it, you know, make sure you're ready for a follow-up shot just in case it does get up back up and run away. But if we shoot a deer and it takes off running, if it's got its tail up, there's a chance that it's a miss. What we want to see is a tail tucked and that thing, you know, buck kicking and mule kicking in the air and getting out of there. Then we know we probably got a pretty good hit. Tail up, that's a sign that it could be a miss. Not always, but it could be a miss. So first thing we want to do is nothing. We want to wait. As that deer's running off, start, you know, keep an eye on it and getting landmarks of where that deer's running to. Did it pass a certain tree or a bush? You know, keep track in your mind of where that deer is going. And I'm terrible at that myself. Like I shoot a deer and I get all excited and I'm just, you know, buck fever takes over and I start shaking. And in my mind, I'm not keeping track of where that deer went, but it's super important to know the exact route that deer took when it ran off. You want to listen. Do you hear it stumbling? Do you hear it crash somewhere? But we're going to wait. You know, at least if you're pretty sure you got a good hit, you know, we want to sit there and wait. It's hard to do because you're excited, you know, but you want to wait at least 30 minutes. If you can wait an hour or two, you know, that's even better. But it's hard to do.
I don't even know. Sometimes that 15 to 20 minutes seems like 3 days.
Oh, yeah. So if I know I got a good hit, and that deer took off. A lot of times I'll walk back to the truck. Maybe, you know, if I'm using a climber, I'll go ahead and put the stand back in the truck eat a snack or something. Just make myself do something to wait, you know, as long as my truck's not in the direction that that deer ran, because we don't want to take a chance of bumping it. So we want to, you know, we want to note the initial reaction of the deer. Did it run off with its, you know, tail up in the air? Did it just, you know, you shot and it ran a little bit with its tail up in the air and then it went back around about its business? You probably missed that deer. If it's got its tail tucked or if it's hunched up or mule kicking and takes off, we know we probably got a good hit. We got to give that deer just a little bit of time, you know, to die. So once that happens, we've waited. We're going to go back to where that shot took place. We're going to start looking for blood. Start looking for blood, hair, scuff marks, leaves turned over. That's going to be the first thing we look for. Once we find blood, we're going to have to figure out what kind of blood we have. So if it's a pink blood, if it's got bubbles in it, then we know we probably got a good lung shot, and that deer's probably not going to go too far. If it's a deep red blood, then it's most likely a heart shot, and that deer's definitely not going too far. A lot of times, you know, if it's a bow shot, they're probably still going to run a little ways. If it's a rifle shot, that sucker may just drop where you shot it at. And that makes the tracking part real easy. If it's a purple blood or a really dark red blood, it's probably a liver or a kidney shot. And that's still a fatal shot, but it's going to take a little bit more time, you know, for that deer to expire. And you want to give it probably a few hours before you start looking for it. You don't want to push it. If it's a dark brown blood or a really dark red, or it may have some green in it or brown in it, and definitely if you see, you know, stomach contents, grass, corn on the ground, that's a gut shot. We want to back out for probably 4 to 6 hours, if not come back the next day. So we want to figure out what kind of blood we have. And once we find our blood, we want to mark it, you know, mark the first blood. You know, I always carry the orange tape that, you know, people usually hang on a tree. And, you know, if they're hunting public land, to mark their spot. Or a lot of people use toilet paper and they'll lay it down on the ground. There's a ton of great hunting apps out there, Onyx or Hunt Stand, you know, where you can actually mark that blood trail. So to this day, I've got blood trails marked from 10 years ago on Onyx.
Really?
So probably not 10 years, but you know, the last couple of years ago.
You use that on the app?
Yeah, on the app. Yeah.
Or do you use the flagging, marking flags, or do you use the?
So I'll use, if I got cell service, I'll use the app and I'll mark my blood. If I don't, I'll use that marking tape or toilet paper or whatever I got.
We'll be right back with Josh Logan. Welcome back to Upper Cumberland Outdoors. Today I've got Josh Logan with Buck Max Outdoors. Josh, we've found our blood and we've marked it, so pick back up. We're looking at the color. We're looking at, you know, we've marked the first blood, so take us back. Keep going on, breaking it down.
All right, so once we find our first blood, we got to figure out the direction that deer went from there. So we're going to start looking for our second blood. A lot of times it's in a straight, you know, a straight line, but it could veer off at some point in time. So we're going to find our first blood, and then we're going to keep looking for our second blood. We're going to mark that, and third blood. And that deer may be spraying blood everywhere, or it may just be a little, you know, pinprick of blood. And sometimes you can't find blood, and you got to get on your hands and knees and look. It's not always that obvious. You know, we always want a good blood trail to track, but, you know, it's just sometimes it's not there. So we're going to mark every spot of blood we found, you know, whether it's with toilet paper or orange tape or on your phone, and keep marking that. And if you don't have blood, you know, you want to be looking for scuff marks, leaves that's been turned over, broken twigs, tree branches. And if you find blood on a tree branch or on a bush, you know, a lot of times that could tell you how high your hit was, you know, things like that. So mark every bit of sign that you see. And then, you know, keep the direction of it in mind, because if you lose that trail, you need to have something in your mind of maybe the possibility of which direction that deer went. You know, gut shot deer have a tendency to go towards water. If you have a water source, you know, on your property, you may, you know, think that deer headed that direction. But we want to try to stay on the blood as best you can. If you lose that blood trail, circle back. Sometimes I go all the way back to the beginning and start over again if I lose a trail. Even if I know I got blood further down, I'll go back and start putting the pieces to this puzzle together to find this deer. It's also a good idea to have more people than one out there. If you got buddies that hunt or experienced trackers, get them out hunting with helping you, you know, find this deer. You know, it's nothing for one of my buddies to shoot a deer and then, you know, he'll back out and three or four of us will go out there and look for this thing together. We'll hunt all night, you know, or till the next day looking for a deer if we got to. You know, if you shoot something, you want to do everything possible to recover it. So we're going to track our blood as far as we can, and, you know, eventually, hopefully that leads you to that deer.
Now, is there other techniques, you know, like in search and rescue, like when we're looking for, you know, the grid method, you know, when you're looking for hair, looking for something, do you do the same thing with that? Do you, like, you know, when you're trying to find like a needle in a haystack, you know, looking for hair. So do you recommend using that method?
Yeah,
know,
for sure. Yeah.
You're sweeping.
Yeah. I mean, it's almost like a crime scene, you know, when you, once you shoot one and you got to put the pieces of the puzzle together. You're looking for hair, scuff marks, leaves that's turned over, a broken twig that it might've stepped on, or, you know, one that might've brushed against on a bush or a tree. Every little sign that could possibly be there. It's a real meticulous process, and a lot of guys give up way too early and don't find their deer.
I've noticed that too. You know, when you're talking about looking for scuff marks, print, you know, hoof prints and stuff, because sometimes they don't always bleed as much as you think they do.
Yeah.
And you can miss the smallest detail, and then in 3 or 4 days you see the vultures circling.
Yep.
And by then it's too late. You fed the coyotes and you fed the vultures, and there's nothing more disheartening to a hunt is, you know, when you've missed your harvest. So tracking is an important skill. It's also, you know, you're doing a disservice to the animal, you know, when you've not had a successful hunt, and you don't not put nothing on your dinner table either.
That's right. That's the big thing is, you know, I don't ever shoot anything that, you know, I'm not going to eat. And you know, if my freezer's full, my freezer's almost full right now. I got room for one deer. I saw 8 deer this morning and I didn't shoot. And I don't want to end my season too early because my freezer's full. So yeah. I'm going to hunt as long as I can and wait out till I get the perfect deer I want to shoot to fill that freezer.
Josh, one thing that I know I've seen you do, you know, you've done it at the Hunt at the Park a time or two. You know, you also train. You've got a special friend, Bodie. You've been working with. How long have you been working with Bodie?
Well, Bodie, we just got this year. He is going on 8 months old.
8 months old.
And he's a 8 month old bloodhound. And we've been training him all summer to trail and track deer. If you've never worked with a dog before, it's a really rewarding experience. And there's tons of trackers out there to help you find your deer. If you lose blood and you can't find it, there's a lot of great Facebook pages in Tennessee to get you in touch with trackers. Tennessee Blood Trail Network is a good one. And you can just join that page and put a post on there, I need a tracker, and, you know, whatever county you're in or city. And somebody will usually respond pretty quick and get you somebody headed that way if someone's available.
Because in the state of Tennessee, you can't use a dog to hunt deer, but you can use a bloodhound or a beagle, any type of dog to help you recover your deer.
Right. Yeah, there's some special rules that go along with that. You know, if you use a dog to track that deer, you're supposed to notify TWRA that you're going to be using a tracking dog. They have to be on a leash the whole time. You can't track after midnight. You know, there's some special rules, but say it's always a great idea to not give up and get a dog in there, because their noses are way better than our eyes are at finding these deer. And just because you lost blood, a lot of guys think, well, that dog's not going to be able to find a deer because there's no more blood for it to track. Well, that dog isn't actually tracking the blood. It's tracking the interdigital gland in that deer's foot. So it doesn't matter if there's no blood at all. That dog can still track even 2-3 days later where that deer went. So a lot of guys say, well, that trail's been rained on, you know, since I shot it. So that scent's washed out. That's not true. That dog will still track it through the rain. We tracked one a couple weeks ago that had been rained on hard for 2 days, and we still went out there and tracked that deer.
All that's very interesting. You know, that's something that – as a hunter that I need to practice on and try to help share with my kids. We'll be right back with Josh Logan. Welcome back to Upper Cumberland Outdoors. Today I've got Josh Logan with Buck Max Outdoors. All right, Josh, it's gotten dark. You're tracking the deer. It's gotten dark. So what's some must-have items that we need when you're deer hunting and you want to have in your pack to help you track your deer?
Yeah, so the first thing, the biggest thing, is a flashlight. You know, the biggest, brightest light, you know, you can get is what I like to use. I use a big spotlight with the replaceable batteries that are rechargeable, and I'll have 5 or 6 batteries with me that'll, you know, give me, you know, 8 hours of runtime where I'm out there tracking. So get the best spotlight you can. I'll also use a LED headlamp, which helps a lot. You know, you can find blood with that, but that spotlight is really going to light the place up. And if you can make the night look like daytime while you're tracking, it makes things a lot easier for me.
Any tips on, like, with your training your dog, you know, any insight on that? Like, if someone is interested in getting a bloodhound or any other breeds, any that you recommend, is labs good or any breed over another breed better for training, for tracking deer?
Yeah. Well, a lot of dogs are very capable of tracking a deer. You know, I use a bloodhound, but any kind of hound is good. Labs are good. A wiener dog is good. A lot of people track with wiener dogs. The dash hounds are good tracking dogs. I think they'll wear out pretty quick, but I'm a bloodhound guy. I love my bloodhound. He's a good, and he picked it up really quick. So what I did to start training him was I use what is called the dog bone tracking system, which basically you get a tanned hide from a deer and a bottle of scent, which has some interdigital gland scents in there and a few other things that dog needs to learn how to track. But the first thing you're going to use to train it with is a liver, typically, either a deer liver or beef liver will work. But my dog didn't like liver, so I started my dog on hot dogs. You know, as a puppy, you want them to find something that they're excited to find. What I did is I took a hot dog and broke it in half, and I drug that through the yard to start with. And then, I left it laying in the yard and put that dog on that track, and he'd go and find that hot dog. And then I started introducing that dog bone scent to the hot dog, and then I would drag that dog bone scent through the yard and then let him find that hot dog with that dog bone scent on it. And then I'd let him eat that hot dog as a reward afterwards. So then we moved on to the deer hides with that interdigital scent on it. We would drag the deer hide. And then once he found it, you know, I'd give him treats as a reward. And you want to make that dog feel like he just won a Super Bowl when he finds that thing. Get him real excited. You know, praise him as much as you can. Reward him. And he's going to want to keep doing it. So once we, you know, got the hide tracking down, we moved on to deer legs. A lot of your processors get rid of those deer legs, and they're happy to give them to you. So if you got a processor in your area, you can get those deer legs from them. I'm fortunate enough to have a lot of friends that hunt and hunt myself, so I can get those deer legs, you know, off our own. One that's been hit by a car, not good. One that you shot and it fell immediately, those aren't good. What you want is a deer leg where that deer's ran a while and it's got a lot of adrenaline pumping through it, because that's going to change the smell of those glands. So get those, and then you start dragging that leg around and getting that dog to track that.
That's very interesting. You know, it's almost, I've seen, you know, folks train cadaver, you know, have like cadaver dogs, you know, and search and rescue and things like that. So it's almost kind of similar process.
Yeah, it's real similar, you know, and so you're going to start out with short tracks, you know, maybe 20 yards and then 50, then 100. And, you know, Bodie's up to doing 700 yards. Oh, the last one we did was 800 yards. And you want to make it more challenging every time, put, you know, turns in it and circle back around, go through a creek. Then you want to start aging that track, you know, wait, you know, 15 minutes at first, then, you know, 30, then an hour, then, you know, 2 hours and 3 hours and 6 hours, and get to where you're running the track the next day after you drug it. And it's also a good idea to run that track through an area you know that deer are going to be. Run it today. You know, deer's going to cross over that track a few times before tomorrow, and then run that track tomorrow and get that dog to stay on that same track and not go track one of those other deer that passed over it. That's the tricky part.
That's the true test.
Yep.
Well, Josh, thank you so much for coming on and being a part of the show. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate it. It was a great time. I appreciate you having me out.
Well, hopefully we got some good information out there for folks to learn how to track a deer and get some good stuff out there.
Yeah, never give up. If you shoot one, you know, call a tracker. You know, it's not too late. Don't give up all hope.
That's right. So, you know, when you see that tail, you know the signs. You know, so if the tail's down and you see them mule kick, you probably got a good hit. You know, don't give up. Like I said, look at the ground, keep searching, and then call somebody in. Call a buddy in to help you. You know, we want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, and we're going to be talking some boats next week. We want everybody to have a happy Thanksgiving, and let's get outdoors.